Coming up on our Food Time show in just a little while, the diet that helped Adele, singer Adele, lose 98 pounds. Give you some of the details of this new diet fad that some people are touting. I look at it and I go, not that impressed. It's 98 pounds, but when you hear what it is, you'll see what I'm talking about, that it's not that big of a deal. Anyway, we continue with my Dean's List A-List interview for this week. Among the new movies that are available online is Seth Rogen's An American Pickle. This is a story about a man who immigrates to America in the year 1919, comes to America like so many of our ancestors did, looking for a better life. And, you know, it wasn't just laid at anybody's feet back then. There was a lot of hard work that went into it. In this case, in this movie, the man had to take a job at a pickle factory and somehow survives falling into a vat of pickles. But he's not discovered in this vat of pickles for 100 years. Falls into the vat. The vat is sealed. And somehow he survives, is perfectly preserved in this vat of pickles and pickle juice for a century. So he's discovered 100 years later, meets his only living relative, who is a great-grandson, also played by Seth Rogen. So Seth Rogen doing the dual role here, as many Lindsay Lohan and Patty Duke and Dick Van Dyke and so many others actors have. In this story, really kind of a fish out of water kind of story. It's part comedy, showing the absurdity of somebody from 1919 trying to live in this high-tech world of 2020. But it's also a story about tradition and family. Also wants to be very serious. Seth Rogen's performance doing this dual role is done perfectly. The story, though, it seems like it should have picked a lane, whether it's going to be a comedy or whether or not it was going to be a kind of a serious and sentimental story. I'm not sure that it works as both. It didn't kill the movie for me, but I think I would have liked it a little better if it had been one or the other. As it is, I gave it a Dean's List C. So, you know, I did like the movie, but I think that it's a little bit on the average side. I had the opportunity to talk with Seth Rogen, do a Zoom chat with him the other day. And we talked about the movie and also how he's doing during the pandemic shutdown.
I'm great. Well, you know, I'm doing okay. Doing as good as I can be in this time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's how we all feel, right?
Yeah. Don't want to be too good right now.
Opening.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Nobody wants to be too optimistic at this point. So what have you been doing during all of this shutdown? Have you been working, taking it easy? What's been your story during all this?
Yeah, I've been writing, and you know, I've spent years sitting alone in a house writing, and so it's not a stretch for me. Yeah, it's been very thankfully a very productive time for me, and I'm very grateful for that.
So this new project, An American Pickle, was part of your reason for doing this, you know, to tap into your own heritage a little bit and, you know, bring all that to big screen?
Very much so. It's a very Jewish film. And the story of the main character, Herschel, very much follows my own family's history. My grandmother was born in a caravan fleeing the pogroms in Ukraine in around 1919. She came to Canada. My grandfather was a very tough Jewish man from Canada. And I couldn't help but think that if we were the same age, he probably would really not like me very much. And I think the film really explores, religion and legacy and your upbringing and, you know, how we reject certain elements of it, even maybe though they might be helpful to us. Out of pain sometimes, but still we reject them. And all those themes were very interesting to me.
And yet, not being Jewish, this movie was very relatable to me, you know, and I could relate to my own family's history and, you know, tough ancestors and what they must have gone through, et cetera.
It's that one fundamental, and Simon Rich, the writer, said it, and it's the thing that made me want to do the movie, and I think anyone can relate to it. He was like, I had a picture of my grandfather on my desk when he was in his mid-20s, and I was in my mid-20s, and I would look at it and think, if we were the same age, he would hate my guts. And I think that is a universal thing. We all have these pictures of our grandparents and our great grandparents, and they're these hardened, expressionless kind of, you know,
right.
people whose lives were so difficult in so many ways compared to ours that it is hard to imagine sometimes what common ground we would find with them. But at the same time, they're our grandparents, so we clearly would find something. But yeah, that concept is universal, I think.
When I was reading up about this, I thought, you know, you must have just been up to your neck in pickles and eating pickles and just everything pickledness. And then I read in an interview that during the making of this film that you did not eat a single pickle. Did I read correctly?
Yeah, I don't think either character I play eats a pickle on screen at any point in the film. Herschel does not get high on his own supply of pickles. Those are for selling. Pickles are for selling, not for eating.
Thank you for putting something out like this right now. This it's a nice little respite in the middle of all the madness in the world right now.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we wanted to make a movie. Yeah, that was ultimately, you know, emotional and uplifting, but about, you know, how we kind of need each other, which is a very prevalent theme in these times when we're all separated from one another.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I really took from this movie, that in these pandemic times in which we live, where everything is so, so serious, that having a movie that's a little bit lighthearted, even though I gave it a Dean's Lassie, there is something about it that is, it's very easy to watch, if you know what I mean. It is on HBO Max. The other thing that I wanted to mention about this movie was that even though, as Seth says, it's a very Jewish movie, it's very relatable as well. I'm not Jewish, but I could watch everything that was happening in this movie and found it extremely relatable to my own upbringing, my own family, my own ancestors, you know, my grandparents. I didn't know my great-grandparents, but have seen, as he was talking about, these very stern-looking pictures of our you know, grandparents, great-grandparents. That's how they took pictures back then. There was no such thing as smiling back in the day. But all the things that happen in this movie are things which are extremely relatable, no matter what your background is. So I think everybody should know that. There are, you know, some movies, I think of My Big Fat Greek Wedding as an example of a movie that, you know, I'm pretty sure that the makers of that movie followed my family around to create all of those characters. But everybody said that, regardless of whether they were Greek or not. There's something, even though there's a movie or story that's about one particular ethnicity, that it is the storytelling is well done when it's something that can apply to lots of people. And this movie also reminds us about how spoiled we are now, how our grandparents, our great grandparents worked so hard to make a better life for their families, and all of us spoiled brats that have come afterward. The movie is just a reminder to be thankful for the incredibly hard work that our ancestors did to make our lives a little more pleasant. It is 11:57 on WGN. A couple of other quick movies I wanted to bring to your attention. One is the adaptation of the 1911 novel Secret Garden that is available on demand this weekend. On Prime Video, there's a sweet movie called Senior Love Triangle about an 84-year-old man who strikes up relationships with ladies in their retirement homes to try to make their lives a little less lonely. It's a very, very sweet movie. Senior Love Triangle is the name of it. It's on Prime Video right now. I also wanted to bring to your attention the documentary that's called Howard, which is about Howard Ashman, who wrote, co-wrote almost all of the late 80s, early 90s Disney classic songs, from Beauty and the Beast and Under the Sea, Little Mermaid, you know, go down the list of Aladdin. He and his partner, Alan Menken, wrote these songs. And this movie is about the contribution that Howard Ashman made. It's a great behind-the-scenes Disney story that you might be interested in. That one, of course, is on Disney+.